Jesus said, "For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed, and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you look through the Bible at the concept of the fear of God, there seems to be conflicting teachings. Is fear of God a good thing, or is it a bad thing for us to have? There are many places in the Old Testament where it clearly teaches that fearing God is a good thing and very necessary for us. Blessed are those who fear the Lord in one of the Psalms. Or one book says that fear of God is the first step to wisdom. Many examples that teach that fear of God is good for us and necessary. Yet, in the parable that our Lord Jesus uses in the Holy Gospel, this parable seems to clearly suggest that the one who feared God is the one who failed. It's the servant who had only got 1 talent. He was afraid of God, so he buried that talent, did nothing with it. He suffers punishment. He suffers eternal loss. Whereas the servants who got the many talents to begin with, they seem to have no fear of God, and they use those gifts and multiplied them, and they are rewarded with eternal life. But you know, even though this is a New Testament example where Jesus is clearly teaching that fear of God seems to be a bad thing, there are other examples in the New Testament where it teaches that fear of God is a good thing. Our Lady in her Magnificat prayer said that God has mercy on those who fear him. On the other hand, when John the Baptist was a baby, Zechariah picked him up and made this proclamation saying that God was fulfilling a promise that we were free to worship God without fear. So even in the New Testament itself, there seems to be conflicts over this concept of fear of God. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? So what we need to do is have this deeper understanding and look to the person who lived fear of God in the perfect way. And that is the Blessed Virgin Mary. As I told you in her Magnificat prayer, she proclaimed that God shows mercy on those who fear him. And she proclaimed that when she had this awareness of the fullness of redemption in her son Jesus. And we have to look to Mary as our mother and our example in this idea of fear of God. Her idea of God is the key to understand her fear of God. For Mary, God is not just a higher power, the creator and the master, but she has this unique understanding of God as a relationship. And she approaches the mystery of God in the mystery of relationship. She is daughter of God the Father, mother of God the Son, and spouse of God the Holy Spirit. So Our Lady has a Trinitarian relationship to the mystery of the one God. And this helps us to understand her fear of God. She approaches God with this living reality of relationship, relationship of love. She knows that God loves her, and she loves God as her Father, as her Son, and as her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And that love, which for her is a living reality, not just an idea, it's a living reality of communion with the Most Holy Trinity, is what inspired her fear of God. She was afraid to offend God because of love, because God loved her and she loved God, and she knew the mystery of Trinitarian love in the heart of God. So there are, it seems, two kinds of fear of God that we can have. One kind of fear is a bad kind of fear, where we see God simply as master and we're his slave, and we have a constant fear of punishment. And what is missing in that idea of God? There's no real relationship. There's no real love. And the good kind of fear is the fear that Mary has and that the good servants of God have. It's a fear based on love, on this relationship of love. For example, think of people you love in your life. Could be friends or relatives. And you're afraid to offend them because you know they love you and you love them. That relationship is so valuable to you that it leads you to a kind of fear. You're afraid to hurt that relationship. That's the fear of God that we want. It's the kind of fear that Mary has. And that fear leads us to be free. It leads us to receive God's gifts and blessings in our life and use them freely for the glory of God and the good of his people. Now, the bad fear of God causes us to really want nothing to do with God and all the gifts he gives to us, which he gives to us, each of us, constantly. We don't use them. We're afraid to have anything to do with the mystery of God. We don't even want to think about God. And that leads us to a kind of darkness, a spiritual darkness. You know, if you look at the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve begin their lives with this sort of interior understanding of the goodness of God. But when the evil spirit tempted them to sin and they bowed down to that suggestion of temptation and sin, that sin led them to go from a good fear of God to a bad fear of God. And they want to hide from God and they want nothing to do with him. And that happens to them and to their descendants down through the ages. Many people even today are living with this bad fear of God. The bad fear of God leads us away from God and away from God for all eternity. The good fear of God leads us right to him all the time. It leads us to trust in him and to see that it's good for us to do his will and to keep his commandments. So if you look at the Blessed Virgin Mary, she has that good fear of God, which leads her always into communion with the Trinity, to holiness of life, and makes her fruitful for us today, makes her yes to God constantly fruitful for many generations. All generations call her blessed because her fear of God was motivated by that love of the Trinity. That's the kind of fear of God we have to work on. Because every one of us is going to encounter the mystery of God. In fact, we always do in the plan of divine providence. And either we're going to respond with the good fear of God or the bad fear of God. That bad fear of God leads us away from God and away from doing good for his people and using his gifts and blessings wisely. It leads us to want to stay away from God even for all eternity. We don't want that bad fear of God. We want the good fear of God, because that's the spirit of Our Lady and all the saints and the angels. We come to this good fear of God by turning away from sin. That's important. You know, people don't like to think about the reality of sin, but we got to stay away from it, because that sin is what leads us to the bad fear of God. We don't want that bad fear of God. We want the good fear of God. I think of one of the consistent teachings of Pope John Paul the Great in his ministry as Pope was he always told us, do not be afraid. That could have been his papal motto, do not be afraid. And what he was trying to move us towards is to go away from the bad fear of God to the good fear of God. That good fear of God helps us not only in our relationship to the Trinity, but also helps us in our journey through life, because we start to see the light that is around us. We start to see the goodness. We start to see the beauty of life because we know God has blessed us. The bad fear of God causes us to miss out on that light from heaven. It causes us to go down a kind of spiritual darkness, and it leads us to a fear that can live within us. It can be very subtle, but it can weigh us down. So we have to turn away from sin, confess our sins, and accept in our hearts the gift of divine mercy. That will help us to move in the direction of the good fear of God. And so, brothers and sisters, as we have this teaching from the sacred scriptures about fear of God, we don't want the bad fear of God. We want the good fear. So may we allow this good fear of the Lord to be established in our hearts and to stay within our hearts by a life of holiness and of virtue and of prayer and of trust in God and His goodness and His power. In this way, like Our Lady and with her, we shall experience evermore the greatness of God, the greatness of His providence, and we shall experience in our hearts the joy that Mary has in her Immaculate Heart. With Our Lady, we can rejoice in God, our Savior. God bless you.